Title: EIR for Downtown San Francisco Mixed-Use Project Upheld Under Supreme Court's Newly Articulated Standard of Review. Content: The belatedly published South of Market Community Action Network versus City and County of San Francisco, 2019, __cal.5th__ South of Market, is the first published decision in which the court applies the principles articulated by the California Supreme Court in the recent Sierra Club versus County of Fresno decision, commonly referred to as Friant Ranch, regarding the standard of review for the adequacy of an EIR, discussed in detail here. The challenged EIR in South of Market set forth two proposed schemes for a mixed-use development, the 5M Project, on a four-acre site in downtown San Francisco, an office scheme and a residential scheme. Under both schemes, the overall gross square footage was substantially the same, with varying mixes of office and residential uses. Additionally, each scheme would result in new active ground floor space, office use, residential dwellings, and open space. Both schemes would also preserve and rehabilitate the Chronicle and Dempster printing buildings, demolish other buildings on site and construct new buildings ranging from 195 to 470 feet in height. Petitioners alleged a litany of CEQA violations in their petition, including claims regarding traffic and circulation, open space, inconsistencies with area plans and policies, and the adequacy of the statement of overriding considerations. Applying existing law and specifically relying on Friant Ranch, the South of Market Court looked to whether the EIR at issue contained the details necessary for informed decision-making and public participation. The court emphasized that when assessing the legal sufficiency of an EIR, perfection is not required as long as a good-faith effort at full disclosure has been made. Contrary to the petitioner's allegations, the court held this standard was met here, demonstrating that, in this case at least, Friant Ranch does not appear to have led to a significantly different approach to resolving the various CEQA challenges alleged in the petition for writ of mandate. To avoid redundancy and for the sake of brevity, the remainder of this post will address in detail only the more novel and/or nuanced holdings of the court. Evaluation of alleged CEQA violations. I. Project description. Petitioners argued the EIR failed to provide a stable and accurate project description because it presented both the office scheme and the residential scheme. Petitioners further argued that the final EIR set forth a revised version of the 5M project that was a variation of the draft EIR's preservation alternative. In a de novo review, the court determined the project description contained in the draft EIR was adequate as a matter of law. The court dismissed petitioners' claim that the EIR presented multiple possible projects rather than a finite description of a single project as misleading and inaccurate. While the two schemes have many similarities, the office scheme and the residential scheme were each described separately in detail and evaluated independently in a way that was not misleading or inconsistent. Instead, the court found the EIR conservatively focused its impact analysis on the office scheme, which presented the more significant impacts due to its larger building envelope and higher density, and fully disclosed the maximum possible scope of the project. The court emphasized that the resulting project description enhanced, rather than obscured, the information available to the public. The court further rejected the petitioner's argument that the final EIR was inadequate for adopting a revised project that was a variation of the draft EIR's preservation alternative. Notably, the draft EIR concluded the preservation alternative was the environmentally superior alternative because it avoided the irreversible impact created by demolition of the Camel Line building, avoided regional pollutant impact, and reduced the transportation and circulation impacts. In support of its decision, the court noted, "We do not conclude the project description is inadequate because the ultimate approval adopted characteristics of one of the proposed alternatives, that in fact, is one of the key purposes of the CEQA process, too." Cumulative impacts. Next, petitioners argued that the cumulative impact analysis was flawed because it relied on a project list from 2012, which petitioner